Mr. Jason and Robert Knack did an amazing job here today raising money. Really proud of them. Maya Hurlin with a big spike and a kill. Maya Hurlin. She's a fierce competitor. It's 13-10, Loggers leading. Biggest lead the Loggers have had later or mid to way through a set. Layla Starova, she's going to serve, try to keep this momentum going. Cardinals dig it out. Here is Matthews, winds up and blocked by Macy Hurlin. The Hurlin sisters maybe with a double block. And that's going to force a timeout. Coach Hoagland's got the girls on their feet. It's 14-10, Loggers leading this third set. They're down 2-1. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelts here having fun with the Phillips Loggers moms up in the top section over here. And it's Loggers leading right now 14-10 in this third set, but they're down 2-0. We're all the way over in Spring Valley, Wisconsin, way over on the west side. It's the Cardinals of Spring Valley taking on our Phillips Loggers in high school volleyball semifinal regional action. Layla Stroba. Going to serve for the Loggers. Layla with the jump serve. Gets it over Cardinals. And Zimmerman, she's blocked. No, but it goes out of bounds on the Loggers side. Point goes to the Cardinals. It's 11-14. We need, Nate, we always talk about getting those seats that we see. The fancy people up in the Loggers section wearing. I think Al and Nikki probably got one, don't they? We need to start getting those. We always talk about it and then. We got to talk about it after the game next time. All right, here we go. Hey, Cardinals man. With the serve. It goes into the net. And Loggers get the point. It's 15-11. And Butts goes out. And in comes the libero for the Cardinals. Harry Schlegel. Annika Tobias with the jump serve. Cardinals. Zimmerman hits that one out. The Loggers. With a nice lead, 16-11. Loggers not going down easily here tonight. Tobias, anything can happen. Squeak out a win here. And Tobias serves that one over. Matthews on that left side. This is where it gets tough. She might be getting tired, though. Prostek digs this one out. Here's Zimmerman. Big spike from her. That was a tough one. Zimmerman gets the point. It's 16-12. And Zimmerman going to go again here.
Hard to believe she's only a freshman.
Yeah, hard to believe she's a freshman. Tall, strong, athletic girl. Hits that one into the net. You jinxed her.
Yeah.
Jinxed her on that one. All right, tell her how good she is again, Nate, next time. 17-12. Loggers leading. Chloe Esterholm to serve. Over the top, she gets it. Cardinals, a big spike from them. Chloe on the ground digs that one out. Maya Hurlin, a big spike. And here's Matthews for the Cardinals. Dug out by the Loggers. Here's Prostek's turn. And Prostek on that opposite side gets the point. 18-12. Loggers playing inspired volleyball here right now. All this with Butts on the bench. Here we go. Chloe Esterholm with the serve. Loggers up 18-12. Matthews left side. Oh, my gosh. She hit that one out of bounds. No one was going to block that one. Oh, did they say it was tipped? Is that what they just called it? That it was tipped? I didn't see it was tipped.
I didn't see that either.
All right. Hey. Sometimes
you get the home time call.
Sometimes the officials make mistakes, mate. 18-13. Prostek, oh, that was out of bounds. And a momentum shift right there. It would have been a 7-point lead down to four, a 6-point lead down to four right now, 18-14, giving some life here to Matthews and the Cardinals as they serve over and get the spike or get the ace. It's 18-15. You feel that momentum change.
Yep.
Lager's got to stop the bleeding. Coach Hoagland has both timeouts left. Oh, and that one hits Tobias. Another error from the Loggers. Tried getting out of the way to let it happen. Coach Hoagland got a sense of humor here tonight. Accepting an honest mistake there. Did a little dance. All right, here's Matthews again. Tobias luckily dug that one out. And it's the Cardinals again on a roll. Get the point. It's 18-17. You knew Coach was going to call a timeout right there. He did. It's 18-17. Loggers still leading, but momentum on the Cardinals' side. We are going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. For how long, Nate?
For a 30-second timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalongan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podewelch here in, where are we?
Spring Valley.
Spring Valley, Wisconsin. It's the Spring Valley Cardinals taking on our Phillips Loggers in high school volleyball semifinal regional action. Cardinals up 2-1 here, and the Loggers leading 18-17 in this third set. Here's Maya Hurtland over to Prostek. A nice spike from her, but dug out by the Cardinals. Here is Strangle on that left side, and she gets the point again. That left side has been devastating for the Loggers. Up by the net, tied up at 18. Momentum. And the run is on the Cardinals' side. Here is Zimmerman. Or I'm sorry, that's Matthews, and she gets the ace. 19-18. Cardinals finding a rhythm. The serve from Matthews over the top. Tobias digs it out. Staroba over to Hurtland. Hurtland, a nice spike dug out by the Cardinals. Here is Nelson to Strangle. Dug out by Tobias here for the Loggers. And Maya Hurtland hits the top of the net. Nice setup. Nice effort from Maya. Hit the top of the net. It's 20-18. Cardinals leading by two here in this third set. Matthews. And did it hit anyone? No, it went out. Chloe got out of the way just in time. Whew, she knew that one was close. Coach Hoagland almost pulled a big chunk of his hair out on that one. Here's Maya Hurtland. The jump serve. It's 20-19. Loggers down by one. Here's Strangle for the Cardinals. Spikes it over. Dug out by Williams. Prostek with a big serve. Dug out by the Cardinals. Strangle going to try again on this left side. Rayleigh Williams, nice defense, digs it up. Loggers, back to the Cardinals. Strangle over the top, they're feeding her. Rayleigh bumps it up, Delaney Four tips it over. Cardinals, little no-look pass from Nelson. But Delaney Four winds up hard with that left hand. He can hit it. And that was getting up high as Strangle again. Volleying back and forth they go. Strangle again and gets the point. 21-19. That was a lot of fun, that one. Went back and forth. That point was going to mean a lot as Ava butts back into the game for the Cardinals. Dumpster for the Loggers, or for the, and an ace, I'm sorry, for the Cardinals. That was the libero. And it's going to make it 22-19. Coach Hoagland, he calls his last timeout of this set. 22-19 in this third set. Loggers down 2-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for how long, Nate?
For a 30-second timeout.
There we go.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podowell in Spring Valley, Wisconsin. High school volleyball semifinal regional actions, 22-19 lead in this third set for the Cardinals from Spring Valley over the Phillips Loggers. And
That same spot.
The Cardinals doing a great job tipping it over the top. Makes it 23-19. Cardinals 2 points away from getting the win here tonight. They're set to serve. And they do. Dug out by Prostek. Stroba back to Prostek. And the Cardinals dig this one out. And it's going to be strangle again. Loggers. Save it. Prostek, a nice save getting it over the top. Cardinals turn again. Here's Nelson. No, that was Butts. Butts with the kill. Makes it 24-19. And game, set, match point here for the Cardinals. And it's out of bounds. Loggers get the point, 24-20. Maya Hurtland wants back in one more time. And Edwards comes out. This is Gabby Prostek. Set point for Cardinals. And it's Butts with the win. Butts gets the kill. 25-20. Cardinals of Spring Valley, they get the win here over the Loggers tonight in three sets. And it's going to be a long drive home, Nate. Yep. We're going to try to get an interview with Coach Hoagland here in just a minute. So it's the Spring Valley Cardinals who win this one. First set 25-20, second one 25-17, and then 25-20 in the third set. Good match here. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media. For a two-minute break, we're going to try to come back. Maybe we get a chance with Coach Hoagland.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Jeff Haken here. Nate's on a little break here. Just coming back here from this game here. The Spring Valley Cardinals, they won here 3-0. First one was 25-20. Second set, 25-17. And the third set, 25-20. Close competitive game the whole time. I think the Spring Valley Cardinals maybe had a little more firepower. I felt like they had some athletes, some extra athletes. They always had some tall bodies by the net. I got Coach Colin Hoagland here with us right now after this emotional loss for the girls. But Coach, why don't we just start out a little bit and just talk about this game. I was impressed with how the girls came. It's a long drive right there, and I loved your energy on the sideline to try to keep them going off of a long drive. I know what you're trying to do down there, and I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to motivate the kids. It's like we've been in the fight on a lot of these quality matches. This one here came down to is they have two outside hitters who are two of the best passers that I've seen all year long. And when they had to, like, they were crafty, but they also had power. So when we would go, like, going to try to pick up a tip, they would pace the ball. And they would see us back on our heels, and then they would off-speed hit the ball or tip the ball.
They were really good at reading that. I thought Matthews, Nelson, Strangle, Zimmerman, all four of those were so effective at doing that.
Right. And they had, I mean, they had their serving was, that really kept the pressure on us. And we passed the serve really well for about two-thirds of that last set, and then we just collapsed.
Started some mistakes.
Yeah.
And you've seen that, and you'll see that from a young team that you have. You have two seniors that you're going to lose here right now. But, a lot to be impressed with by this team right here. You have the big horse, Annika Tobias, that can play up by the net with anyone. And what I really like about this team here and watching them this year, I made it to probably about four games, is the competitive nature you have instilled in them. Gabby Prostek is an absolute competitor. Maya Hertland, an absolute competitor. Chloe Esterholm, the same thing. Delaney Four, playing as tough as she possibly can down there, which I thought she was an X factor in that last game. She played so well against Glenwood City.
I got to say, like, these girls, like, they really struggled to win. Like, early in the season, we had lost 8 games, 2-1 or 3-2, and they couldn't finish. It's almost like they had to be taught that we're playing to win the game. And we ended up finishing the season. We won 11 of our last 15 matches, but we started the season 2-9.
Sure.
And those seniors, like, our program's been strong, but we had a couple of years there where we've struggled. And Rayleigh and Macy, they've fought through that for all the years. There was a time when they weren't getting a lot of court time earlier this year, and they earned their way back on there. They didn't pout. But they led our team this year. And I'm so proud of those girls for what they accomplished this year, because a couple years ago, they said, oh, we're going to be really bad when we're seniors.
Sure.
We had all the horses that graduated. And I said, I'm not going to allow that to happen. And we had our struggle, but like I told them, you can be proud of the journey. We wanted it to last longer, but the fight you just kept fighting, and that's all you can ask.
I really like what's going on with this volleyball program right down in through the middle school. There's a lot of love for the game all the way down. You see it with these girls and the emotions after the game. You go down to, you know, you're losing your couple seniors here. You've got some good juniors and sophomores coming up. An eighth grade group that had a really nice season as well. A seventh grade group. You've got a sixth grade group that's deep, or a lot of kids.
Right.
And I think that's something really fun. My daughter's in sixth grade. I'm hoping you hang around for a little while yet, because there's going to be some fun coming up. But talk about the program a little bit and what you like about it.
Well, I got to tell you, like last Saturday, a couple of the middle school coaches were gone, so I substituted.
Yeah.
And I coached the eighth grade team. I changed some things they did and said, this is what you're going to do. They were a little reluctant, and actually the referee in the first game in our warm-up said, you're obviously not their coach. I said, but they'll see it my way shortly.
Yeah.
I've been a head varsity coach for, I counted it the other day when I was sitting on my deer stand, 25 years.
Wow.
I got in as going back to 1994.
Wow.
So, but with our program, we've got the coaches in the middle school, and they're working through those kids, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. We're really looking at trying to get, we used to have some 4th and 5th grade stuff going on, but we haven't had the people to do that.
Sure.
And then in the spring, as soon as, and it's usually February, we'll start with 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in that Great Northwest League.
Oh, so
and,
they start back up again after a while here.
In that season there, we fit it in between basketball, because we want our kids playing every sport they possibly can. So we fit it in between basketball and then the start of
spring sports.
Of softball.
Sure,
track.
Softball, yes.
Yeah, so, and the high school girls are in there. Helping out last week, I had Layla Skoroba came, and she, like, I let her stand and do the technical coaching. I did the paperwork. Macy Hurtland was there too. So these kids, they do love the game. This group here, I mean, we're going to have a lull in our girls' sports. And I think most people who paid attention, because we had some of the best athletes Phillips High School's ever had, you know, Matea Eckert and Lily Miller, and then the
Agabrecks.
The Agabrecks. And those kids, they made it easy. I mean, and this group here had to take a step back and go back to some fundamentals. And one, I mean, I have JoJo Baraka there and my wife Jill, and they have so much knowledge. And sometimes, like, I'm really passionate. I'm probably a lot like you that way, where it's like, and sometimes that passion, then, you know, My blood pressure's up, and I might not be thinking.
I know the feeling.
I might not be thinking clearly. And then they say, just be calm. And it's like, and
you got it. That's why I have Nate by me, too, because the two of me would be out of control.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm that. I love what you got going over here. You got a great vibe going in this school. The school's proud. You know, everyone likes watching and listening in. And like I said, what's happening here with these girls, Rayleigh Williams and Macy Hurtland, you know, they're at the top here right now, and there's a lot of young kids watching them and can't wait to be them one day. But a good night. You know, we traveled a long way here. It was a beautiful drive, a beautiful school, a beautiful environment here for volleyball. We had a good time. I thought you put on a great show here again tonight here for us. The girls, you know, it almost come down to a few errors, and they're really into this game where it's real close and a little bit different.
And just, like, to put it in perspective here, Spring Valley right now in the power rankings, they're ranked 20th in the state. They got a record of 20 wins and 9 or 10 losses.
In a tough conference.
A very tough conference. And then, like I said, we struggled, so our ranking is 48. So we gave them everything they could handle.
We sure did. And early on, too, especially, like, we came out strong in each set. We had a good start, and it got to be the middle. We fell apart early on. Then it was three-quarters of the way through on that last one that we kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
Really, Coach. We're really close. But, Coach Hoagland, thank you again.
Yep.
And everyone at 98Q Country, thank you for having us, guys. It was a great volleyball season. Next coming up, you know what's my favorite coming up here, Coach, in a little bit. We're going to watch my boy, JJ, and the basketball and the girls play as well. Basketball coming up here In less than probably about a month, I would guess.
Yep. And JJ's a senior now, so that's going to be. I mean, it's the sense of urgency.
It is
now, right?
It's right there, so. And you really see when your kid is getting to be a senior. I start to enjoy it and be a little bit more laid back right now. He's accomplished a lot of things,
and so proud of him for playing football.
Yeah,
this year. I saw him the first night of practice. And I had talked to him when I was a principal there, and I said, it would really be nice to have you in a football uniform. And I pulled in, and he was coming out of the school, and I said, JJ, you look wonderful in that football uniform. And boy, did he have a heck of a season.
He did. He had a heck of a season, had a lot of fun, and he came out of that game after I gave him a hug after his last game, and the first thing he said is me, Dad, I escaped injuries.
That was
on his mind. Seen a lot of his best buddies get hurt throughout. But he's 80 points away from 1,000. Coming up in basketball here. So a big thing coming up, not an easy thing for a point guard to be able to do, score that many points. But JJ, ultimate team player, he's going to make all them kids around him better this year, and excited for basketball coming up. Coach Hoagland, thanks for having us. 98Q Country, you guys have a great night.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups is among those charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, while Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier is among several people charged in a separate but related illegal gambling case. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Terry Rozier, right foot discomfort, doubtful to return.
Prosecutors say during this game in March 2023, Rozier, then with the Charlotte Hornets, tipped off bettors that he would fake an injury and come out of the game to enable them to place fraudulent wagers on him underperforming, the winnings totaling more than $200,000.
More than 30 people charged. Based on satellite images, it appears that the entire White House East Wing has now been demolished so President Trump can proceed with building his $300 million ballroom. President Trump says he doesn't know why he pardoned Binance co-founder Jiang Zhiping Zhao today, who pleaded guilty in 2023 to a money laundering charge. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, cold, and frosty tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently it's 37.
The Gray Area, reality radio, sports play-by-play, all at 98qcountry.com.
It cuts you like a knife, and her lips taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got one of them idioms, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots, it
toast me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
AQ Country.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. And girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Real mean, don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Some time you still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone you dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
For the good. thinking about you all day, baby. Waiting on that sun to go down. What you say I pick you up after work? Slide over, we slip out to the outskirts of town. I got a blanket and a fifth of comfort. A little something to knock off the edge. It's supposed to get a little cool tonight. Looks like I'm gonna have to hold you tight. About a mile off Old Mill Road, that spot nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, the sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Yeah, I hope it's gonna be a long one. And if we're lucky, it's moving slow. Wouldn't mind if it lasted all night, lying next to you on that hillside. Let's go. Nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, the sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, the sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Let's go.
Drive home with Greg Gunderson.
James Otto, Brantley Gilbert were there too, and I dropped the word and from that sentence because I expected it to be a longer list. I still included the Oxford comma though because, obviously, there should always be an Oxford comma. We're getting weird here today on 98Q Country, and that means we're being normal. Weird is normal. Normal? That's just weird.
Greg Gunderson, weekdays 2 to 7 on 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, cold, and frosty tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Right now it's 36.
98Q Country.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need to place an ad with you today. No, ma'am. Tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to to have it started right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything. Yes, ma'am. I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should be. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, that's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her. Yes, ma'am. She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your legs, dodge your eyes and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well it's just a breakup running.
98 Q Country.
Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
We went out last night, like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Singing, I got you, babe, by Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night.
Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night. Hitting on everybody and their mother. There were people doing body shots up on the bar. Jimmy and a fist fight. But I keep falling, all in,
don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you.
Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98Q Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to